Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, what are we doing?
We're doom scrolling.
Good.
Alec Murdoch, still on trial for killing his wife and son. I don't think things have looked good for him so far, but, you know, I'm just watching on court TV and reading the little recaps online. But the judge yesterday or day before said that they will be allowed to talk about Alec's alleged financial crimes and financial troubles because he does believe it's pertinent to the case. And the
I don't understand why they wouldn't allow that anyway. It feels like
because you're not convicted yet of those things. They do it sometimes.
I know? I just watch TV, but it feels like they're like, why would this person kill this other person? They're like, because they had an insurance policy on them. Well, like, if whatever he's talking about isn't admissible, then why would that be admissible? Like, motive, right? And so motive would be,
yes,
I'm broke.
Yes.
That seems like good motive.
That's the state's case, they're saying, that, you know, because he was facing all of these legal troubles and was in...
Right.
Really bad financial shape. This morning, the former CFO of his law firm had to sit up there and testify for, she got up there at like 8:30 in the morning. I think they took a break at around 1:30, but she had to sit there and answer all these questions about, you know, alleged missing money, and did you ask him about this, and did you ask him about that? And I don't see how this guy possibly gets exonerated. He's going to be found guilty. Now, maybe there'll be which charges, you know, and to what degree, but I have not seen anything thus far that doesn't look really bad for him.
A pivotal ruling in the double murder trial of former attorney Alec Murdoch. Judge Clifton Newman making the highly anticipated decision that the jury can hear evidence of Murdoch's alleged financial crimes. Prosecutors arguing Murdoch killed his wife Maggie and son Paul in an attempt to gain sympathy and distract from his suspected financial misdeeds.
You know what I don't like, Laszlo, is when they say, we're going to read this person's body language. Sometimes it'll be a cop on a show, a true crime show, and he says, you know, when I told him that his wife died, it was not the reaction I would have expected.
Right.
Well, you don't know how people are going to react.
No.
And in this instance, they
but
keep talking
some of those people
about,
are skilled at it.
Yes.
You know, and there is like a, you know, I don't, I, you know, okay.
It depends
if
on
you
everything
tell,
you
right,
up to
it,
it.
And it tells, and I want to know your profession and what your like what's your training on people's
body language
right? So like sometimes I'll see it and it's like I'm an FBI profiler and this person kind of acted like that. I'm like, okay, you know what, you have I don't know for a fact, but I feel like you spent years and years and years doing it. And then, you know, and not to, you know, be anti-cop, but sometimes I watch those shows and it's a cop. And you're like, well, he acted like that when I pulled him over. I'm like, no, you know what, man?
Right.
I don't know. Unless you had an FBI profiler in that car, let's just go with innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yes.
I don't know how much of that body language you're learning. Then I had a buddy of mine. His dad was a Border Patrol agent, North Canada.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, he was gone all, but sometimes he'd come over and be like, yeah, we have body language training all the time. Like, when somebody comes through, like, we're
Makes
just
sense.
Constantly, like, you know, what's the reaction to this?
Well, but
so sometimes I guess people are trained in it, and that might give you something to look for.
It
but
also,
I like the idea that everybody, like, you know.
Right, that every cop is like,
you know, and I know a lot about body language. I'm like, do you? I don't know that to be true.
Because last time you said, you know, he seemed a little too stoic. He wasn't crying. And then the next time you say, this person seemed too upset. Almost like they're putting on a show. You know,
right.
It was very, very, very upset about finding out that his wife died. I'm like, which is it? What?
Right.
What do you want? But with this one, they keep
And also, things
out,
can be true. Like, two things. We always tend to think, like, two things can't be true at once.
Right.
I could not like my wife.
Right.
And also, and I could be cheating on her.
Yeah.
And really, you know, her death bothers me, and I'm upset about it, but not nearly as upset as you are, because you're in love with your wife, and it would be devastating to you. This isn't as devastating to me, because I have a girlfriend.
Right.
I hate it, but, you know, those reactions are different. So we don't. To me, it's always like, well, what's going on behind the scenes? And if we find out he didn't act sad, and he had a girlfriend, then he's guilty. And to me, I'm like, he didn't act sad because he had a girlfriend, and he's not guilty, right? I mean, that could possibly be the case here.
Agree. They're trying to analyze his behavior in the courtroom right now, because apparently every time Paul's name gets brought up, which is his son, he gets very upset and even starts to cry. But when his wife's name gets brought up, he doesn't seem to look nearly as upset. And it's like, you know, we don't need to read into that stuff. Who cares? They've got plenty of evidence against this guy. Let's just see how this thing unfolds. Tom Brady, you said you heard about this. Obviously, Tom Brady announced he was retiring again a few days ago. And he did it on his social media platform. I think it was Instagram, right? Posted a video. You could see he's kind of sitting on the beach. Behind him, you can see some hotels or condos. And some very smart person thought, oh, I know where that is. I should go down there to where he posted that video, and I should scoop up some sand from the spot where he would have been sitting, put it in a jar, and auction it off. Hell, maybe I get $5 for this.
Right.
Well, the auction looks like it has now ended. Did you hear what the final sales price was?
Tom Brady. Just last week, the NFL superstar announced his retirement for a second time. And now you can apparently own a piece of that historic moment, because someone on eBay is selling a single 8-ounce jar of sand, claiming that this is from the exact spot where Tom Brady posted that retirement video.
Okay, now actually I'm a little confused here, because it said the starting bid, the first bid, was $677. Now, it also says here, though, that, I mean, I'll show this to you because I just clicked on, now this did not say this morning, it says ended. It's got the thing as if like the auction's over, right? It says the starting bid, but then when I scroll down here and look at the other bids, there's a bid on here for $10,000.
Well, maybe they found out that that bid's not real.
That could be.
Right? Like, I know sometimes they get rid of bids.
Right. Is there more than one jar of sand being sold? Is there?
Well, anybody could drive there and get it. Like, I mean, to me, if it was worth $10,000, then me and you should drive to Tampa now.
Right. But I mean, I guess we probably missed it, because I guess other people could be doing the exact same thing.
We'll sell a bigger quantity of it.
There you go. And say, no.
I'll give you gallons of it.
We saw the imprint from his shoes.
Right. Whatever the case
may be. We know. Yeah, but the stuff that I told you, I know that you can't do it for everything, but I think there are big enough athletes out there that someone could grab a used Gatorade cup from a game that's just been discarded by someone like Michael Jordan.
Oh, I believe that to be true.
Grab it and say, boom, this is the cup that Michael Jordan used at halftime.
My aunt, who is still alive.
I feel like you had to think about that.
No, right. But I was trying to think, like, what year it would have been in my head and how old she is. Like, because I was like, she's still alive. Would she have been a teenager? Would she have been in her 20s? But she went and saw the Beatles when their first tour to the United States, and was one of those people who broke in their hotel room.
Oh,
and she had forever, and I don't think she has it anymore, but she had a piece of soap that they used in the bathtub. So people were not like, you know, anything personal, but they all kind of grabbed like cups or whatever, and she got soap.
It's something.
Like out of the shower, like the Beatles. One of the Beatles or all the Beatles used this bar of soap, so she had it for a while.
And she knows it's real. Might be difficult to
sell. Think she was interested
in selling
it.
There's no certificate of authenticity.
Right.
But
and back then, right now you could take a picture and be like, this is it. Yeah. But back then, I think she just wanted something out of the hotel room.
Right. I saved some half-drank water bottles.
But I don't
want to
say she broke
here.
in. I know, I should ask her about it.
He did. I saved like Perry Farrell.
They came in and we gave him bottles of water. Yeah. He had Nick Hexum's bottle of water, Perry Farrell's bottle of water.
Josh Homme. Yeah, there was a few of them. I was like, oh, I'll take that. He left it here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just wrote on it like this was Perry's. This was, you know, it's got their backwash in it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? You know, all you're trying to do is get a connection to someone anyway. That's what an autograph is, a lock of hair, a photograph. So I had a connection.
It's just such a SlimFast thing.
I had a, you know.
Well, I don't know what else we could get from him.
Right.
I mean, I remember you took Nick Hexum's first. I was like, that's so stupid. But then when you got Perry Farrell's and somebody else's, I'm like, I mean, it is the only thing they left behind.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Did they sign something for you? You don't want to ask them to sign something?
Well, lots of people get signed stuff. I'll bet I was the only person who had those half-drank bottles of water from rock stars.
Yeah,
it was
a memento more than anything. Like,
now,
I remember when I interviewed Perry Farrell.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have always asked for, like, a piece of clothing.
Well, that's just it. It's hard to say, like, can I have a sock? Can I have your underwear? That's a little weird, right? Because you'd like to have other guests come back in the future, hopefully. You don't need them telling everyone that you're, you know, asking for their underwear. So what do you get? You can ask for an autograph, and it ends up being on a piece of paper because that's all you've got. So
I always remember people asking Henry Rollins for an autograph. And, you know, backstage or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? And he was like, why don't we just talk and you remember it?
Yeah.
Like, I could sign this
for
you, but I don't
care. The people that I
could sign
to.
It to you and hand it to you, and then you can leave. But what I, he's like, I'll do it. But what is that? Like, how about we talk for a couple minutes and you get out of here? And I'm like, you know what? That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, of course,
like, what is really,
picture.
You know, an autograph unless you're collecting them? Like, I collect batting helmets.
Right.
And football helmets. So when they're signed, they're cool. And it's just from mine and the boys' favorite players, you know?
Yeah. It's your thing.
So that's it. But I didn't get them signed or anything. But, you know, to ask for an autograph from someone, I did think the Henry Rollins thing was like, hey, man, just say hi.
Sure.
And then we'll have a couple of minutes and then cool.
But the autograph is to let other people know that I really did come in contact with you. Like, that's why you take a picture. Be one thing. Look, if I see Dave Chappelle in the lobby at a casino and I go, hey,
she
you know,
did,
big.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, big fan. And I just say that and that's it. I can tell people that, but obviously what I'm thinking is I got to get a picture with him or this didn't happen.
Yeah.
Everyone gets pictures.
It's not proof.
And I could also tell that he was like, please don't say hi to me or ask for a picture because people hadn't noticed yet that he was standing there. You
and
could tell.
Be the guy that.
And so I was like, I won't say anything.
Yeah.
But what difference would it make if I walk by and say, hey man, big fan. I know that happened. I know that I got to say hi to him.
And by the way, who are you going to show that autograph to?
Who cares about the picture?
Instagram.
Right.
Come on.
The picture,
the
autograph. Like,
the picture would be something, but the autograph anymore, who cares? What are you going to be like, I got an autograph? It doesn't even make any sense anymore.
It's like buying the concert tee.
Picture,
it's to prove you
the
were
selfie's
there.
The new autograph.
Right.
It totally
that's what I'm saying. For sure.
Totally
and at least that's out there. You know,
I
like I told you, I saw Dave Attell outside Sharper Image in Seattle. And he was on the phone, and I was walking towards him, and he was like, and I looked at him, I'm like, and he's like, I'm like, don't I just pointed to him and kept walking.
Right.
And you could tell his face was like, thanks, man.
Yep.
Like, we're good. I know you know who I am. Let's go. Mm-hmm. We're good.
I saw Dana, what's the head of UFC?
And when I did go out to dinner with Kiefer Sutherland, people would come up and ask him for an autograph, and I thought he handled it was great. He's like, I don't do those. And people, you could see they're disappointed. He's like, you want a shot?
Yeah.
And they do a shot of whiskey with him, and then they'd be like, hey, nice meeting you.
Right.
But I think he just thought, if we're at the Peanut, I'm going to just sign something for everybody here. You know what? I've got enough money to buy all these people a shot, and I want to do one.
Right.
So,
right? There's a memory
there you go.
For you. Yep. We got to take a break, Snowco?
Yep.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back, finish doom scrolling.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. All right, we're going to finish doom scrolling here in just a minute.
I can't wait.
Losing my voice. So go smoke your cigarettes and grab some snacks. And I got to say about this Facebook Marketplace thing. Got to say about Madonna. I don't know if you saw.
Well, people are making fun of the way she looks.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, what are you talking
about?
What
are you doing? Exactly.
How old is she?
In her 60s.
Right, and people are like.
Yeah, it's just.
And some of the people I see making fun of the way she looks, you know, I'm not going to say, but I'm like, you're 20.
Right.
And you don't look as good. One, you don't look nearly as good as she did when she was 20.
Right.
And it's debatable whether you look as good as her now when she's 60. She's 65.
Also, how about just not, you know, telling people, ugh, you look
weird.
That
is another thing,
that's
man.
That's just, like, you know, she has the internet.
Right.
And now there's stories about it. She's aware of this. I'm sure she does have feelings. It's so bizarre. I don't understand people. But there's some good news. A crisis averted.
What about the Leo and his new girlfriend? I saw people were wildly upset about that today.
I don't know.
That was a story.
He's got a new one?
Yeah, and people are putting out memes like, here's, the stars of Stranger Things, I think. And I don't know the story, but the guy from Violent Night and Bobby Brown's daughter. And, they have the same age difference than Leo and
the
his
last
girlfriend.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, well, she's 19. I saw someone say, her high school experience was interrupted by COVID. That's how young she is.
Wow. And that's his new girlfriend?
Yeah, she's 19.
Well, they haven't said that that's his new girlfriend for sure, but apparently they were seen at some record release party together. Yeah.
I just looked up his name.
Israeli model, I think. Yeah.
Catherine Ryan labels Leonardo DiCaprio creepy over rumors of 19-year-old girlfriend. Well, who are you? Who's Catherine Ryan?
I have no idea.
You know who that is? Calling him creepy. That's what he does. He dates young women, and these young women want to date him. I'm sorry, but everybody's winning in this.
Hey, I've always said this, man. If you want to change the laws, then change the laws. But, it is what it is.
Yeah,
he's an adult. He's an adult. And again, I go back to this, but I'm like, women, and it's not only women, but just for this part of the argument, women, it's her body.
Right.
It is literally her body. She has autonomy over her body. She gets to make, I agree with this, she gets to make a decision as to what she wants to do with her body without any judgment from you. And if she chooses to share it with Leonardo DiCaprio, then that's her choice.
Right.
And will there be repercussions or some sort of, emotional or mental things? Maybe.
Maybe.
But even then, it's her body.
Right.
She gets to choose.
And I'm not okay with saying that she's definitely a victim.
No, me neither. It's her body. So you could even say hey, this may not be healthy or might be healthy, but shut up about it because it's her body. And it's her body, and she can do with it what she wants. And right now, apparently, she wants to go, her body and her want to go to record release parties with Leonardo DiCaprio, which so does my body.
Exactly. I'd love to. I'd give him my body to be on that yacht and go hang out with him, but it's not an option for me. And it's not an option for a lot of people. So if she wants to do that, she should damn well be allowed to do it.
I agree. The Church of Laszlo. Yo. What's going on?
We are finishing Doom Scroll.
All right, let's do it, please.
Well, some white supremacists, they wanted to attack a power grid. This is the new thing now, shooting at the power grids. They wanted to apparently take down the city of Baltimore, bring their electrical grid down, which could have caused chaos and potentially even led to loss of life. How long were they out of power at that first one? When was that? It was wintertime, right? Oh, yeah. It was like a week.
Did you take the whiskey away?
I set it right here. Sorry.
Yeah, like a teetotaler or something? You're hiding it from me?
No, just because I left, so I didn't know who was going to be walking in here. Just in case our boss walks in or something and we're not here. I don't want to make it look like we all just had a party and then walked off. It's right there. I didn't take any of it. Anyhow, they caught this group. They're white supremacists. Remember, Snowcone, we had asked in the past, too, what was the goal? Who's doing this? We kind of had a feeling based on their mugshots that those people look like maybe they were kind of...
Right-wing militia
types. Yeah, like right-wing militia types, exactly. And it looks like that's
up in the hills.
That's what you got here, some white supremacists.
This morning, allegations of a white supremacist plot to bring the predominantly black city of Baltimore to its knees. The alleged hate-fueled plan...
Shoot multiple electrical substations in the Baltimore area, aiming to, quote, completely destroy this whole city.
They wanted to take out the five major power stations in Baltimore, which would, quote, completely destroy the whole city. They should put better, protection up around those things, because every time they show them on the news, it looks like it's a little chain link fence like I've got in my backyard. And if it's that easy to take these things down with just shooting guns at them, maybe they should... I don't know how electricity works. Can they put that inside a building?
It clearly wasn't that easy.
Well, these people got caught, but it was easy for them last time. I mean, they whatever that was, Carolina or whatever. They're like 30,000 people without power just from those guys shooting at that.
Is that true?
Substation. Yeah, we talked about it.
I don't remember.
It was
that.
Like, this is the new thing. This was what we were warned about. They said that this was part of the plan. Snowcone had warned us about it because it was in his Civil War book, right? If the United States goes to, has another Civil War.
What, you have like a manifesto?
No, it was a podcast about how a Civil War could happen here and how easily it could happen. And one of the main things was shooting those substations because it takes down a power grid. And after a few days, it turns to madness.
And I remember him telling me that at the time, and I was like, you just shoot at it, and it takes it down. It doesn't sound right. And then a couple years later, it happened, and this time it almost happened again, but they caught him, Lazlo. Now, I mentioned Facebook Marketplace earlier. Mm-hmm. You said you're more likely to buy something on there than you would ever be to sell something. But either way, you're not using it a ton. You may browse through there.
I do browse through it.
Or Craigslist back in the day. Well, you should be warned. There are some scams out there on Facebook Marketplace.
All right.
One girl, she was just trying to sell some pants. She put her pants on Facebook Marketplace, and she thought she had a buyer. The buyer says, I'm interested, sends her a message. Now, you know that that app that nobody uses, Zelle, that's part of your like U.S. banking or Bank of America app? It's in a lot of different banking apps, I think. And actually, they were the ones a couple weeks ago when Bank of America customers said that suddenly money had disappeared. Bank of America said, oh, it was a Zelle problem.
That's right.
And Zelle said, no, it was a Bank of America problem. Well, I've never actually used Zelle. Have you guys ever used it?
Yeah.
Oh, you've actually used it.
I've used Zelle.
Okay, I see it on there, but everyone just Venmos me or... In the beginning, Apple... What was it called? It was just Apple Pay?
Apple Pay, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought for sure Apple Pay would be huge. It would be the default. But Venmo seemed to take over. I know
it didn't work all that well.
Was that the issue with it?
My thing was, like, I would have Apple Pay cash. Like, you have cash in that thing. And then I would go to pay someone, and it wouldn't go through.
Mm.
And so I think, you know, and if that happens once or twice, I'm like, well, this other thing's just as easy. So
from what I remember, Apple Pay took like 3 days to deposit into your account. And it didn't have the option that Venmo and Cash App has to
for
deposit
the instant,
it right away.
Yeah, where you just
pay a
couple
bucks. That could have changed. I remember that was the issue before.
I wonder why it didn't take off. Cash App, I think I still hear people talk about Cash App sometimes. I haven't had one forever, but... Anyway, this woman, she's trying to sell her pants on Facebook Marketplace. She gets a message. It seems legit. And the person says that they want to do this transaction over Zelle. Now, you know, look, maybe that could be it. Someone's got to be using Zelle for, you know, legitimate purposes. But as soon as they say, hey, we need you to set up an account and put some money in it and then we'll refund the money. Once somebody asks you to do that, I feel like... Look, I don't want to say I can't get scammed. I'm sure I've got a couple scams coming my way.
There is a reason why Zelle is problematic, though.
Really?
I've read about it. Yeah, like, I think with Zelle, like with Venmo, I think if you send someone money and something happened, like, they'll investigate it and give you your money back or whatever.
Okay.
I think Zelle, they say, hey, it's just like giving someone cash.
Oh, so there's not the, I guess, insurance, so to speak. Well, in this case, it sounds like they asked her to put money in an account with the promise that they would repay that money, which, of course, they didn't. And I guess this is a scam that's been going on recently on Facebook Marketplace.
Sam Silverman posted the pants for sale on Facebook Marketplace. She says a buyer agreed to the price, and then what looked like official correspondence from the payment app Zelle arrived in Silverman's inbox.
I was getting very legitimate-looking emails.
And these emails were saying, we just need you to open this business account, put a few $100 in there, and we'll pay you back. I like to think that if I get to the point where if I'm the one trying to sell something and somebody says, hey, I want to buy it, just need you to put some money in this account for me real quick so we can open these accounts and get them going, then I'll pay you back. I like to think I would know not to do that, but who knows? I know, obviously, I am not too clever to be scammed. I will be scammed, and that's why But it's hard not to judge people sometimes when you go, they asked you to put a few $100 in the account.
I've come close.
To what? Putting money in an account?
Yeah, well, no, but being scammed. Might even have been Zelle, maybe. But, like, you know, you're looking for stuff to buy. I think I was looking to buy, like, maybe Christmas stuff. And there was, like, I was like, oh, man, what I really want is, like, you know, there's, like, maybe football jerseys and then, like, sports collectibles, right?
Yeah.
And I was talking to the guy, and he sent me a couple pictures of stuff, and they were good prices. I was like, oh, man, all right, I'm in. And I was like, eh. And I even said to the guy, this seems pretty cheap, man. Is this like a scam? He's like, no, I own a store here, and he showed me pictures of the store and everything. So I was like, okay, like, it was pretty legit. And then I was like, you know what, let me ask for something that's really kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, Hey, man, I know you said you had a lot of Mariner stuff. You got an Ichiro signed bat. And he was like, yeah. And so he's like, I'll be back. I'll send you a picture in a second. I was like, okay. And then he sent me a picture of an Ichiro signed bat. And it was like, he's like, $400. And I'm like, So then I did the reverse Google search. And that thing was for sale for $4,000. So
and you find
I just quit talking to him.
Yep.
But, with the lure of getting that for that cheap, you're like, okay.
Yeah, get a deal. It happens a lot with car listings. You see it and it's like, wow, this thing's low mileage. And they try and make it not so low that it's super obvious, but it's definitely lower than other comps. And you go, oh, this might be a good deal. I know my niece, that's happened to her several times. She's like, I think I found a car. And my brother and I have to be like, I don't think that's a real deal. I think they're going to do the old bait and switch when you get to the dealership there. But that's not the only issue with Facebook Marketplace. Sure, you could get scammed. You could also get shot. And that's exactly what happened to an off-duty police officer who went to go look at a car. Now, he went with his brother because, Snowcone, I could see, Laszlo. I mean, I know you've helped him move furniture and stuff, but I could see that between the three of us, if we were going to go buy something, like go buy a used car or go buy a phone, and it was someone we met online, I could see us asking, the other person, hey, would someone come with me? I don't want to go alone just in case.
Sure.
It sounds like that's what happened here.
I went with you one time to sell a phone.
Oh, that's right. We did go together.
Okay,
we did. Yeah. And then did you go with me to pick up that dresser, too? I think you might have. I think you might have gone with me to pick up a dresser in Blue Springs.
I did. Yeah, that's right.
So this officer, they get there to this meeting place where they're supposed to meet to look at this car. And apparently the guy who they didn't know, the stranger, asked if they had a gun or if he had a gun. He said no. Immediately wraps this guy like in a chokehold and puts a gun to his head.
Oh, God.
Shoots the police officer. The brother managed to, I guess, grab the weapon or one of the weapons and start firing back. But that cop was clinging to life the last day and a half. And I just saw from 17 minutes ago, he has now passed away.
Tonight, the NYPD combing for clues after a Facebook Marketplace transaction involving one of their own turned violent.
He is currently fighting for his life.
Police say an off-duty officer alongside a relative arranged to meet a seller in Brooklyn Saturday to buy a car advertised on the social media platform.
Almost immediately, the suspect displayed a gun and announced the robbery. There was an exchange of gunfire where the off-duty officer was struck.
So he has now passed away. And I also saw, though, they did catch the guy. They made an arrest last night or earlier this morning. But that's the other thing. If you're going to go buy something, especially something expensive, or sell something, you got to go to a public place, like a well-lit public place. I know a lot of people ask you to meet in the parking lot of a Target or a Walmart, someplace like that. I don't know that you have to go to a police station parking lot to make the sale, but go somewhere public where, you know, a car is a big one. They expect now you've got cash. You showed up, I don't know how much this car was supposed to be, but let's say it's a $4,500 car and you've said, hey, I'll only take cash. So you know that this person's showing up with cash. That whole thing, that sounds highly, highly, highly risky. Just a complete stranger that you're supposed to meet and they know that you've got cash. I actually don't know that I would do that. I've never bought anything quite that expensive, I don't think, off Marketplace. I've sold a couple old phones.
Mm-hmm.
I did buy that furniture, but it's not like driving out there like, we know this guy has $300 in his pockets. Yeah, that's a little bit of cash, but I don't think they're going to kill me over it. If they know I'm rolling up with $6,000 in cash and it's a complete stranger, then you start to get a little more worried. And Bed Bath & Beyond, guys, I don't know.
What about it?
This may be your last chance to go check it out because things aren't going well. They are trying desperately to raise the $1 billion needed to stay open just a little bit longer. I guess Bed Bath & Beyond changed their stores a while back and stopped carrying name brand stuff and instead started carrying like their own brands. And I had no idea because I bought name brand stuff there before. But they're about to go bankrupt unless they can get this cash.
This is a Bed Bath & Beyond's last-ditch effort to try to save itself and avoid bankruptcy. So the struggling home goods retailer planning to raise about $1 billion with investors through a stock offering to keep its doors open. Sales have dropped sharply at Bed Bath & Beyond after its turnaround plan of ditching those name brand products for private label goods failed to click with shoppers.
Private label goods. You like Bed Bath & Beyond? Did you ever like it?
No.
It's a weird place.
I've been in there before, but I don't know what I would need from there.
I've only gone in there with my mom. She always wanted
Actually,
to
I was
go.
Just going
to
say it. Okay. I think maybe the last time I went was when my mom was here.
Oh, with your mom. Okay, yeah, mom's like
because,
going.
They've
got a coupon.
And it's like, well, also it's her like, well, you know what we need?
Yeah.
You don't have any dish towels. And I'm like, I use paper towels. And she's like, let's just go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm like,
okay.
Okay.
All right, fine. It's fine. Walk around there. But I don't think I've ever once gotten in my car and said, I'm going to make a trip to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I think I bought K-Cups while I was there.
Absolutely.
I was like, look at that. They have K-Cups.
Once I'm in there, I'm like, hey, there's some fun stuff here. But it has to be mom that's driving me there. And she's making sure you use that coupon because she's got a coupon. And I'm like, mom, I think everyone's got the coupon. I have a feeling they've got the coupon at the front desk, but I don't have the heart to tell her.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.